what we're going to look at is a prophecy from Ezekiel. It's Ezekiel 47, and we're looking particularly at verses 3 to 7. That's Ezekiel 47, verses 3 to 7. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits. And he led me through the water that was ankle deep, and he measured off 1,000 cubits. And he led me to the water that was up to my knees. And he measured off 1,000 cubits, and he measured up to a water that was up to my waist. He measured off 1,000 meters. And now the river was so that I couldn't cross it. The water had risen deep enough for me to swim in. It was a water that no man could cross by his own strength. And he said to me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Many people talk about this river in Ezekiel, and they wonder, is God speaking about a spiritual river, or is God speaking about a physical river? The reality is, both are true. The first thing that we look at, and we need to understand, is that it is possible that a river could happen in the future from Jerusalem that will run down to the Dead Sea. How do we know that? Because geologists have since discovered there is a massive basin of water sitting from Mount Carmel to Beersheba, and Jerusalem is a chalk lime scale basin, basically, that is filled with water. They estimate that the amount of water that's in it would be enough to supply water for all the region for a 3.5 year period, even in the most severest of droughts. Now, it's interesting that at both ends of this water system, we have Abraham's well, Beersheba, and we also have the well that Elijah drank from when, indeed, there was a drought for 3.5 years in the land of Israel. But they say that for the water to be released from this would require a massive earthquake somewhere around Jerusalem. We, of course, know that one will happen sometime. So, yes, we can say that at some time in the future, a physical water could flow from Jerusalem down into the Dead Sea. But today I want to look at the other aspect of it, the spiritual aspect of what is being said here. This water, this river that's flowing from the temple of God that the prophet is being shown, we liken to the Holy Spirit, because that's what we recognize it is. And that river has been flowing fully, unchecked, for approximately 2,000 years. It was released on the day that we're remembering here today, on the day of Pentecost, when that Spirit was given to the apostles, to the early church, and it has been with the church ever since. This Spirit of the Holy Spirit, this water of the Holy Spirit flowing from the throne of God directly into our hearts. So let's look very carefully at what happened within this vision. Because we're noting that when Ezekiel is being brought to the edge of the water, the angel didn't just take him to the middle of it and say, "There you go." He takes him in step by step. And the first step that he did was he measured 1,000 cubits. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't use many cubits when I'm measuring things, so I don't have much knowledge as to what a cubic is. So I had to go and look it up. And apparently a cubic, or 1,000 cubits, is approximately 1,500 feet, which would work out at about 18 inches per cubic, which would give us about 500 yards, or fair meters, and I know some of us do these days, being modern and all the rest, we're talking 450 meters. And this first 1,000 cubits, or 500 yards, only brought the prophet ankle deep into the water. Now remember that the water symbolizes the Spirit. But one of the problems I had when I was looking at this, and a very simple problem is, I couldn't think of any rivers around Northern Ireland that related to this size. I mean, you talk about 200 meters of a river, you're thinking to yourself, right, well, I'd basically be another bank of the Northern Ireland. So I had to think of something else to work this with, and the only thing I could come up with was the sea. So I want to take his journey to the seaside. I want you to visualize, as we go through this, the equivalent of this, but at the sea, because that way we can understand the sort of massive water that we're dealing with. If you went down today to the seaside and you looked at the beach, just at the edge of the beach, what do you see? You're going to see loads and loads of people. They're playing, they're having fun, they're enjoying themselves. They are paddling in the water all around. There's no danger. They're having fun. They're having a great time. It's a very loud and rejoicing, joyful place down at the beach on a good day, just at the water's edge. And it's exactly the same when we look at the church. For those who come to know Christ at the beginning, to those who are coming to become aware of what the Holy Spirit is and how he works with us, they are filled with joy, they're filled with laughter, they're filled with rejoicing, but they're only paddling in the Spirit of God. They're only paddling in it. And that joy comes up through them. And it's a great place to be, and there's nothing wrong with that, because that's exactly what God teaches us. He brings us in step by step, and he introduces us very gently to the water, to the Holy Spirit, so that we can appreciate what we're dealing with, who we're dealing with, and come to really get to love him and know him. Now, as we move closer in our beach scene and we look a wee bit beyond the people that are all there, we'll notice that there's a few more people who've decided, well, let's venture a wee bit further out into the sea. Now, if we watch them, we'll notice that as they're going on out into the water, and the water's rising up to their knee level and up to their waist level, they're not as joyful. They're not as happy. They're concentrating more. They're becoming aware of just how dangerous this water could be, how treacherous sometimes it might be, how easy it is to slip. They realize that they're putting a lot more work and effort into simply maintaining their balance as they're walking out into the sea or into the fast flowing currents of a river. And that's something we have to understand too. Because as we mature in the church, we come up against difficulties, problems, all sorts of things that are designed to try and take us off our feet and throw us deep into the waters. But not to save us, but to drown us, to leave us so that we're unable to work at all. And that's something that we have to be aware of as we're moving gently through it. That when we're working in our own strength, there is always that danger that we could fail and be thrown down. But the prophet didn't stop when he was up to his waist. The angel told him to go on another final 1,000 meters into the river. And if we look out into our beach scene, so to speak, and we begin to see there's people way out further than anybody that's walking, and their water's way up here on them, and the waves are splitting over them, and then suddenly they launch out. They seem to disappear, and you see them swimming gradually right across. And that's exactly what the prophet's telling us here too. That when he was brought so far out to the river that he could no longer stand on his own feet and maintain his balance, he couldn't wave across it, he couldn't get across any other way, he had no other option but to swim. And when he swam, that's when the angel said to him, "Son of man, do you see this?" Didn't say that before. He had been quiet all the way through this, up until that point. But he highlighted the point that when Ezekiel was swimming in the river, this is where he wanted to be. It was then that he took him back to the shore. But why is it important for us to understand that? Because that's part of the aspect that God wants us to learn as we are going through our Christian lives and we're working with the Spirit of God dwelling in us. We have to learn that the water of the Spirit isn't for paddling in all our days. It's not for wading through to see how far we can push ourselves through. We have to learn that we have to yield completely to that water and let it lift us. We have to have faith that we won't drown. I was mentioning this, what I was going to be speaking about today, with Charlene as we were driving. And as I mentioned that, she took a moment and she thought and she said, you know, that the whole aspect of what you're saying there is when a person actually is learning to swim, if they have faith in the water, that it will hold them, that it will support their weight, then they're successful. But if they have fear of the water, if they're worried about the water, they never learn to swim. Now, she knew this because my mother, her grandmother, never learned to swim. She always had a fear of the water. She could never, ever swim. Whereas the rest of us all went down to the pool and had a great time. But it's an interesting point that you brought across, and I thought I'd share it with you because it's exactly what's been shown here. If we continually restrict ourselves within the Spirit of God, if we are afraid to launch into the Spirit in the fullness, if we're afraid to allow the Spirit to meet our needs, to guide us, to direct us, and to support us, then we're never going to get far. We'll never get further than basically up to here in that river. And that's the reality. What God wants us swimming. He wants us there, because then he can teach us and show us things which we didn't know before. And the interesting aspect is, I didn't read this bit, but I'll read it now. Then he led me back to the banks of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. And each of these trees bore fruit once every month, and their leaves never withered. And later on, we're shown what those fruit and what those leaves are about. And that's the point. When we swim in the Spirit of God, when we allow ourselves to fully be one with God, he then brings us a new reality in our life. He lets us see things that we didn't see before, and then the fruit of the Spirit becomes very, very apparent in our lives and our church. And then the leaves for the healings of the nations are us individually as we go about our work. So, how do I finish this off? Very simply, let's go swimming.